Joan Crawford is the manager of Fáilte Ireland, and we're going to be discussing the spring campaign for the Wild Atlantic Way. I'm sure, Joan, nobody ever alluded to the fact that you share your name with a very famous actress. Nobody ever mentioned that to you before.
Not at all. I hear it all the time. Sometimes it gets me into trouble, though. People never forget your name.
Well, that's, yes, I can see where it could have an upside, all right, to it. And in your case, maybe a downside. Joan, the Wild Atlantic Way, before we talk about the spring campaign, I think it would be very fair to comment that the Wild Atlantic Way has been a huge success.
It's in its fifth year, would you believe now? And the Wild Atlantic Way, look, it has captured the imagination of visitors, both at home and abroad, but not only the visitors at home and abroad, but all of the communities and towns and villages along the west coast of Ireland. And 2018 was a record year for us in the Wild Atlantic Way in terms of tourist numbers and spend. We had an estimated 3.8 million visitors overseas and 4.4 million domestic trips. And we had a spend of over 3 billion. So that was the highest spend on the West Coast since the brand was launched. And look, we probably have to go back and look at, you know, why the Wild Atlantic Way came around. You know, we had a lot of towns and villages on the West Coast that were really suffering. We weren't getting a good regional spread of visitors. And the whole ethos behind the Wild Atlantic Way is to grow revenue and to grow employment numbers on the West Coast of Ireland.
And Joan, for people listening this morning, and if they could close their eyes and picture the map of Ireland, the Wild Atlantic Way, where does it start and where does it end?
It starts in Muff in County Donegal. So that Muff is quite close, if you're thinking of the map of Ireland, to Malin Head. So Malin Head is Ireland's most northerly point. And then it travels 2,500 kilometres to Kinsale in County Cork. So we're the longest defined coastal touring route in the world. And we really ask people to get out and explore and know their own country.
And another thing, Joan, and I know you alluded to it in your opening comments, but a lot of towns and villages on the west coast of Ireland, and I am not being overly dramatic when I say this, they were literally on their knees. And I'm just wondering, Joan, since its inception, have some of those towns come back to life, and has employment grown? And I suppose even if employment hasn't grown, has the Wild Atlantic Way had the effect maybe of holding some of the young people in the communities that they would previously have immigrated from?
If I take, for example, even Donegal had 5 hotels that were operating on a seasonal basis. They're now operating on a year-round basis. So, like, this home holiday marketing activity is specially geared to generate business in those shoulder seasons each side of summer to allow tourism operators to trade longer, which is good for jobs, and it's also important in terms of developing and maintaining a strong product on the ground for tourists. So, you know, previously there would have been, you know, a 12-week season on a lot of the on the West Coast. You would have got June, July and August. Now we're looking at much longer seasons. We're looking at the season kicking off in early April and running right through to the end of October. So we want the season to be year-round so that we can sustain those jobs and businesses staying open year-round. So it means that people do not have to leave rural towns and villages to look for employment elsewhere.
Yeah, and I suppose, John, you know, for people listening who may not appreciate it, it is a frightening fact when you outline it the way you just have, that literally people had 12 weeks or 3 months, depending whichever way you want to describe it yourself, and that was it. They had to make enough in that period of time to sustain them for the entire 12-month period, which when you're in business and with the overheads that we all are aware of, and I'm talking about tax, insurance, upkeep of buildings and all the other ancillary things that go with it, that's a massive ask of people. And you can understand why people would look at this and maybe do it for a while and then throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, here, this is not working. This is ridiculous.
Without a shadow of a doubt, like, we know that 70% of the traffic that comes into Dublin crosses to Galway and heads either north or south. There's a smaller percentage heading north than there would have been heading south. So this campaign now focuses a lot on the northern half of the Wild Atlantic Way. So it's getting people out to it's showing visitors the lesser well-known areas and attractions, so thus increasing the dwell time and revenue, particularly in the off-peak time.
And
so we want people, we want a better regional spread of the tourism numbers along the west coast.
And Joan, this is
we're trying to inspire the domestic holidaymakers, so that's ourselves, you know, to make journeys out to the west coast. And we want to, you know, increase the awareness and the familiarity of the Wild Atlantic Way brand, so that our domestic audience are well able to talk to our international visitors about the Wild Atlantic Way and make recommendations of places to go and to see.
And Joan, just before we come on to your spring campaign, would there have been hotels and guest houses, or B&Bs, whichever way you want to describe them, that would have been closed up, that have reopened as a result of the Wild Atlantic Way being put in place?
Yes, we've seen a lot of investment. We had a number of hotels that closed throughout the recession, and those hotels we have seen now people reinvest in them and reopen, and not just reopen for 3 months in a year, but reopen on a year-round basis.
And I presume, Joan, and you know, we just developed the point a little bit further. Any of us who have lived on this island, and most of us have all our lives, you know, you go to, and I have a particular affinity for Donegal, I have relations there, and it is an absolutely, I mean, you go up around Rossnowl or anywhere like that, absolutely gorgeous, or further up indeed, absolutely stunningly beautiful on a summer's day, and it is actually one of the nicest places to be if you get the weather in this country. I am fascinated, Joan, how do you sell that during the winter season? That's the bit that really fascinates me.
Yes, and it's all about us creating experiences so that it makes the visitor want to go. So, for instance, at the moment, Fáilte Ireland have undertaken a capital investment programme. So that's looking at visitor attractions and visitor experiences along the route so that we have year-round things for people to do when they arrive into any county along the west coast. So we would have a number of big plans planned. Like at the moment, we're looking at a master plan for Malin Head. What are we going to do there in terms of attracting more visitors, pulling that 1.2 million visitors that are visiting the Giant's Causeway and giving them a reason to come further along the coastal route? We're looking at plans on how we disperse the visitors, the large volume of visitor numbers that visit the Cliffs of Moher out into the burn. The same for the Skelligs. Everyone wants to get out onto the Skelligs. We're looking at plans in that area to develop additional visitor experiences so that we can capture people in areas for 3 to 5 days. So what we want to do is for any visitor that's looking at any area along the west coast, that when they look at what there is to see and do, there's enough for them to do for up to 3 to 5 days.
And of course,
and capturing that overnight, it's making it more sustainable for the smaller businesses and the activity providers to stay open.
And I would suspect, Joan, that judging by your accent, you would be very familiar with an area in Donegal, Quigley's Point, which is absolutely gorgeous as well. And
yeah.
A stone's throw, really, in terms from the Giant's Causeway. So that is an area which could really benefit. And, of course, we see tourism in Derry, a very, very historical city, which is to figures there, numbers there are well up. So you would think that Donegal should benefit from that with their proximity to Derry.
Yes, and our numbers are showing a substantial increase. So it's very important for us that we increase that geographical spread, that we're not creating hubs of congestion along the Wild Atlantic Way.
Okay, Joan, to the purpose, I suppose, of our little chat this morning. spring has sprung, and if you look out the window this morning, you certainly would think that it's summer has almost arrived. Joan, what's the plan for the spring season?
Well, Vault Ireland's latest campaign for the Wild Atlantic Way, we're targeting specifically Dublin commuters and tourists from Northern Ireland using outdoor radio and TV ads. And as over half of all journeys into Dublin are made in public transport, Vault Ireland is using like high-impact imagery from along the Wild Atlantic Way on digital screens, at commuter points, and in the city, including Houston and Connolly Station, at Bus Arras and on Lewis Trams. So people in Dublin will start to see Wild Atlantic Way imagery appearing on public transport. And look, we're using those slogans that are trying to capture people's imagination while they're running hectically around, like it's swap rush hours for what's the rush, and you're showing the image of a beach in the northwest. Replace the day-to-day with days to remember. And that's so important that, you know, we target people that are living high-stress lives and capturing their imagination with imagery that will entice them out to the West Coast.
We're using
imagery such as Strida and Sligo, Slieve League in County Donegal, and Derry Gimla in Galway. So they're not the traditional tourism destinations that we're using at the moment.
Joan, I don't want to overly politicise this, but I regularly hear particularly Piers Doherty, but other public representatives from Donegal who make the argument that Donegal has been totally forgotten by Dublin. And I am particularly thinking of this in relation to your efforts with the Wild Atlantic Way, insofar as if I go to Houston Station, I can get a train directly to Killarney. I can get a train to Cork City. I can get a train to Galway. I can get one, I think, to Ennis. I can certainly get one to Limerick. But I can't get a train to Donegal. The lack of a direct rail link, if you had that, it surely would bring bigger numbers to Donegal, which in turn, I imagine, like, that the whole idea behind the Wild Atlantic Way is that people come here for a week or a fortnight's holiday and they migrate along the Wild Atlantic Way rather than going to stay in one specific place.
Yeah, of course we would love a rail link to Donegal, but we have extremely good access in terms of we have the flight from Dublin to Donegal. It brings you straight into Donegal Airport over in Carrickfinn, over in West Donegal. The journey time, there's always been that perception in Dublin that Donegal is so far away. Like, Donegal can be done in under 3 hours, and I'm sure when a lot of people are heading from Dublin to Kerry or Dublin to Cork, that the journey time is somewhat similar. So, you know, it's getting past that perception, and that's what we want to address in the campaign as well. And, you know, when you get as far as the west coast of Ireland, the light seems to be brighter, the air seems to be cleaner, life is at a slower pace, and you really do feel as if you're getting away from it all. So even with that journey time, the journey is extremely worth it, as you said, in terms of arriving in Rossnaila and those walk along the beaches. Like, the majority of the Blue Flag beaches in Ireland are on the west coast, and there's many a beach that you could have to yourself.
Well, Joan, I can quite honestly say that it's very easy for anyone listening to you to understand why you are the manager of Vault Ireland, and you are doing your utmost to sell it. But it is, Joan, let's be honest, for those who haven't been lucky enough to see it, it is a very, very easy product to sell, really, isn't it?
It's an extremely easy product to sell, and what I will say is, if you make the effort to come to the West Coast, it'll capture your heart and you will always keep coming back. And there will always be something new to explore.
And it is definitely, there is no doubt about it, it's a different mentality and a different pace of life and just a different way of looking at things. And simplistic, but utterly refreshing, I would think, Joan.
Yes, and you'll always be sure of a very, very warm welcome on the West Coast.
Joan Crawford, manager of Vault Ireland, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Northside Today, Joan. And I hope and sincerely wish that a lot of people make their way to the Wild Atlantic Way because it is something to behold. It is really, really beautiful. And, you know, we spend thousands going abroad and sometimes we don't appreciate what we have at home.
Yeah, and I'd ask anybody that's looking for any additional information to look up wildatlanticway.com. They'll get any information they need in relation to a trip west.
Joan Crawford, Manager of Fáilte Ireland, thank you so much for joining me on Northside today.
Much.